I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pressure's building in Iran as yet another group of believers pay for claiming the name of Christ. According to Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern, seven are in solitary confinement with no access to lawyers.
They're being imprisoned because of their faith in the Lord Jesus. That's true of all of the many Christians who face these kind of charges.
Another five Christian men began serving prison sentences in recent days simply for their faith in Jesus.
They have done nothing to undermine the state or spread propaganda against the state at all. It's really important to be praying for our brothers and sisters there to stay strong in what is a very, very difficult context.
Remember Iran's believers in your prayers and ask God to strengthen and encourage them in their faith. Pray the Lord will use this difficult time for their good. And it's July 15th, so why is For Haiti with Love thinking about Christmas already? Executive Director Eva DeHart tells us,
we're talking Christmas because December comes really fast, and our Christmas focus is for the children in North Haiti. So we have the party August the 12th, and then we package up everything and sea ship it to Haiti.
So let's clarify. The Christmas in August takes place in Florida and invites donors to give toys, supplies, and funds for the actual Christmas Day party in Haiti. The details at our website.
It gives you the opportunity to introduce to them the idea that God is about love.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. God stirs your heart for anything I share today, like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or children's ministry. We would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? Well, we've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.